Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Mangiorno. I'm joined today once again by my good friend Nadia Cater.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing, Nadia?
Fantastic. How are you?
Nadia, I just came from the gym. I got a pump going. I'm all swole. I'm ready to talk about bloody muscle bodybuilder in hell.
So are you ready to fight some ghosts?
You fucking bet I am. So, yes, today's subject is the film Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell, a.k.a. the Japanese Evil Dead. This film was made, or was recorded, let's say. It was filmed in 1995, but not released in any form until 2012. And now it just recently came on Shudder. It is, the time it was recorded, I keep saying recorded because I think it was shot, I don't know this for sure, this is just my guess. I believe it was shot on either 8 or 16 millimeter film, and then that footage was put to video and then cut on video. That's just my feeling, because it looks like film, but it also has video. It looks like that very distinct thing of film being transferred to video, where the blackness of the film is never, video is not as dark as that, so like it becomes kind of like noisy visually.
Yeah, almost like sometimes a charcoal kind of color.
Yeah.
And also, it looked a little, and I don't have the terminology, but in some places it looked kind of fuzzy.
Yeah.
So it was like a rough transfer, and they never
remastered
it or anything. Yeah.
So I believe I heard about this from you.
That makes sense.
I think you asked me if I ever heard of it. And I'm an Evil Dead fan. I love Evil Dead. I've played a lot of the Evil Dead games. I've read some Evil Dead comics. I've watched most of Ash vs. Evil Dead. I didn't see the last season. Me and my friends over at the LasserCast recently did a video where we reacted to the trailer to the new film Evil Dead Rise. But I had not heard about this even. What's your story with it?
Honestly, I found a trailer online and I was like, this is ridiculous and I think I have to see it.
Yeah.
And that's basically I didn't even put it together that it was touted as the Japanese Evil Dead until I saw the, when I was reading the description on Shudder and then some talk online. It seems, it's just very low budget and strange.
Yeah. It's only an hour long.
Which, that was my favorite part about it.
Right. I wish all films were an hour long.
I feel like it's good enough. If it was any longer than that, it would drag so bad.
Right, right. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen a lot of horror movies like that where it has like an interesting premise or like visuals, but then it just keeps going for 20 minutes or more.
Yeah.
And you're like, please, dear God, just end.
Yeah, they pad it out with something. They go, let's get to 75 somehow.
Yes. It's usually not good how they get there.
So it's now kind of marketed as Japanese Evil Dead, and it's clear to see why. It obviously takes a lot from Evil Dead. I don't even know if these guys were even really trying to make a movie, like a movie, as much as they may have just been trying to like make a fun, like their own version of Evil Dead. You know what I mean? Like friends get together and go, let's like do our own thing. Like, I don't even know if they were like really trying to make a movie. But in some ways I have to say, despite how much it completely apes from Evil Dead, it does some things that are distinct, and I think it should be thought of not just as like an Evil Dead for a knockoff. It does its own things and it has its own scares and some of its own style that's not from Evil Dead.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really, it should be taken more as like one part of like the oeuvre of this kind of genre,
right?
Like what Evil Dead is. And I don't, even though even Evil Dead is kind of like, you know, it has a lot more humor in it. I don't think this movie had as much. It had a little bit.
It's
A
more
little.
like the first Evil Dead. Like the first Evil Dead had humor in just how manic it was and how manic the deadites are. The second one got more into like being a comedy. This feels more like the first Evil Dead. You know, the way things pop up out of frame and then like just the way that the manic way that the zombie or deadites like laugh and giggle, like that reminded me of the original Evil Dead. But you know, some of the images and stuff were not from Evil Dead. And the whole bodybuilder aspect is not from Evil Dead.
Definitely not. I, you know what's funny about this is that it's called like bodybuilder. I mean that's the translated title, right? Bloody muscle bodybuilder
Bodybuilder.
in hell, whatever that is in Japanese, I
Yeah.
don't know. But it's really framing that as like that's a kind of important part of the story. It does become important later. But I also appreciate that he's not a buff dude. He's
Now
just
that's
like
what's
a
really funny.
He's just really fit. And
He's look, he's in great shape for a person, but when you hear the movies called like Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder, what you would imagine is somebody who looks like Dave Bautista fighting zombies. And he's just like an in shape fella. He's a little thin, you know, it's funny.
he's very like lithe, you know? Like
Yeah.
he's fit, but he's thin. And even in the dialogue in the movie, he says that he's been going back to the gym and getting, you know, bulked up
Yeah.
for 6 months. So
Yeah,
I don't know much about bodybuilding itself. But maybe in 6 months you do end up looking like this guy, and maybe like after a lot of supplements, and maybe like 2 years later you start looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger
yeah,
and pumping
yeah,
iron.
yeah, yeah. but anyway, this film is written, directed, and starring Shinichi Fukasawa. He's not bad in it. It's good. I liked it. Look, I enjoyed it. It begins in like it says it's the 70s, so it's like a flashback or it's the past. And it's a man and woman like in this little, it's not a cabin like in Evil Dead. It's this like little house, tiny little house.
In the suburbs, though.
Yeah. And the woman is like trying to kill the guy because he's like leaving her for another woman, which made me think of we watched and talked about the Japanese film House. And a lot of that was about love lost and how being heartbroken can turn you into a monster or turn you into something that haunts. And that's seems to be part of what's happening here too. And I wonder if that's just part of Japanese folk lore more than it is American.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because there is a boyfriend and girlfriend in Evil Dead, and they do have the Ash gives his girlfriend the locket. And in this, there's the locket and the chain, like there is in Evil Dead, but it seems like it's much more foundational. Like in Evil Dead, it's like that there are these demons, and that if you say this incantation, they could come out into the world, into our reality. Where in this, it's a haunted house thing. Like this woman, it tries to kill her boyfriend, who's played by Shinichi Fukasawa. He plays the father and son, and in self-defense, he ends up killing her. And then he chops her up and he puts her under. No, does he chop her up? He puts her under the floorboards.
I think he doesn't chop her up. He just throws her whole body in there, but he
Yeah.
throws the locket necklace thing on top of her
Yeah.
and just like puts some sort of pallet over her and like that's it.
Right. And then we go to the credits and then we're in the present and we see the same guy and it's like, wait, is this the same guy? It's a minute before somebody says like that's he's the son. So you're kind of like, wait a minute. This guy hasn't aged in 30 years?
Yeah, because the title, the subtitle says 30 years later, but like
Yeah.
everything looks exactly the same.
Yeah. So he meets up with, we see him pumping iron. We see him working out in the beginning. He meets up with his ex-girlfriend who's a photojournalist named Micah. His name, what's his name? His name is
now,
Noto or Naoto.
Naoto. I'm not sure
Yeah.
how to pronounce that, but I think it's Naoto.
Naoto. He's Naoto. She's Micah. She's like, "What have you done since we broke up a year ago?" And he's like, "Oh, nothing. I don't have a job. I just work out."
He's like, I quit my job and I've been going to the gym.
Yeah. He actually says, "I don't have any parent. My parents are both dead, so I don't have anyone to take care of," which is again a different cultural thing because in America we don't there's young people feel no obligation to take care of their parents.
No, we just find the best solution, which is a nursing home or a home health aide.
Yeah. It's just funny that he's like, "I have no job." It part of me wonders, I don't know. Okay, well, I'm a heterosexual male
Okay.
and you're not. So I don't know if you've ever like have you ever known somebody who like started working out? Like you had a friend that like all of a sudden was into it?
Just you.
All right, well, I don't count because I never got like this.
I remember, we've been friends for years now, but
Yeah.
I do remember a time where you were just like, you know what, I'm gonna work out, and then you just joined like a CrossFit gym.
I know I did kickboxing.
Oh, sorry, okay, it was kickboxing. And I might be conflating some things, but did you like the first time you went, did you throw up on the mat? Because I feel like you told
Almost
me you
threw
threw.
up. Almost threw up.
Okay.
Almost threw up.
Yeah,
All
so I don't have a lot of friends.
right.
No, I don't have a lot of friends that just get wrecked. You're the closest I have to that, which is basically just like, I'm gonna make these changes and I'm gonna do this stuff. And you have gone through different like kind of workout regimens and
Yes.
figuring yourself out. So you don't do kickboxing anymore.
No.
Yeah,
No.
what do you do now?
I kick chocolates into my mouth. No, well, my point was, and I guess in sometimes in my life I have been this way. Sometimes when a guy gets into working out, it becomes like his obsession for a little bit. And I can't tell if the creator of this film is trying to make the whole bodybuilder thing a joke. Like he knows that it's funny, or if he just happened to in his life be like really into it and also into Evil Dead. And he was like, "You know what? I'm gonna make like Evil Dead, but with a bodybuilder, but he's not really that big." I don't know. I can't tell if he gets that it's funny or not.
It's, you know what? It's hard to tell because the dialogue itself is kind of like, I mean, I don't mean to jump ahead, but there is a point where when he does sort of realize his bodybuilding skills can help fight the
Yes.
possession, and
Yes.
he starts talking like an action star. You
Yes.
know, and it has these like lines, like these one-liners. So I think he does think it's kind of funny, but I'm also wondering if like working out was just his thing and he wanted to
Right.
include that in the movie.
Right. Because that's not in the original film at all. I mean, he starts to act like Ash. He says some of Ash's lines from Evil Dead. He says groovy and he says, "Come get some." He actually says them in English. So he's directly quoting Evil Dead. But Ash didn't. I mean, he was in good shape, the actor Bruce Campbell. But he like we don't see him working out on screen. Like we don't see him using a barbell as a weapon.
That was cool. Like,
Like Ash uses a chainsaw, which this guy does not do. The barbell is his weapon of choice,
and a gun.
and a shotgun, which Ash does use. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, and just the way he says some things is also kind of weird. Like, oh man, I didn't. Oh yeah, so like when he's talking to his girlfriend and she's smoking and he's
Yeah.
like, "You're still smoking?" And she's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, you know, one of those cigarettes can deplete your vitamin C levels," which I'm
Yeah.
like, "What kind of horse shit is like
Right. I guess
it's
maybe he is in on the joke because the character seems kind of vain. Like there's a scene like where he's like looking in the he keeps looking in the mirror. So like maybe he is aware of it. Your vitamin C levels.
That's the weirdest take of anti-smoking I've seen
Right.
yet.
Because I don't know if that's true. I mean, smoking's terrible for you, but does it deplete your vitamin C levels? What the fuck does that mean? Is that possible?
Yeah, but and he also I didn't write it down, but he uses a specific measurement, like it's like this
You
amount of milligrams every time you smoke a cigarette, and I'm like, how is that possible?
can see why she broke up with him because she's a photojournalist. She's got things going on in her life. He's got nothing going on for him.
He really doesn't, except I guess dead parents. Like
Yeah.
that's
And his dad is a fucking murderer. I mean, I guess he did it in self-defense, but he also then hid the body.
right. You kind of lose sympathy for that.
Right.
And it's wild that that's what the movie starts out with too. Like we get no setup or anything. It's just immediate stormy night murder, and then 30 years later.
So the girlfriend says to him, I'm doing a story on haunted places, and I remember you said that your father had this house, that he just owned, but you didn't live in, and it was haunted, or he thought it was haunted. Can you let me go in there? And he's like, yeah, sure. And you can tell he still has feelings for her. He'd like to go back out with her. So they make a plan to go, and she brings this psychic, who's this like very serious dude who like wears all black. Like, you know, it's a
Has
pretty good
glasses.
for like a for an amateur, it's a pretty good performance of this guy. He's like, I kind of liked him. And the three of them go. Oh, actually, there's a really cool, I found this very creepy and a little bit like House. She says, let me see that picture, that the haunted picture. And he shows this picture, and it's the front of the house, and the door is slid open. And in the door, you see like the giant face of like a person, almost like if they were giant, which kind of, that happens also in House. They're giant, and you see their whole face coming through the door.
Yeah, that was weird.
But it's creepy when you see the image. It's like creepy. It has a creepy factor that Evil Dead doesn't have. Evil Dead's more like this roller coaster ride of like shocks and gore and jumps. Whereas this had a creepiness that felt more like Japanese horror, like things like Ringu or The Grudge, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When
Yeah.
did Ringu come out, now that you mention it?
I'm gonna it
I'm
could
gonna
be
use
the
the
same
internet.
it could be the same year this was made. This was made in 95. I'd say it's the 90s somewhere.
Oh, this is interesting. IMDb says Ringo is 98, but I feel like when I was watching it, there were scenes that are in Ringo, like
Well, I think,
the ghost
yeah.
hand on the shoulder.
I think the pale female ghost is a Japanese trope, right? You
But
see that in, you know what I mean? Like the ring girl or whatever.
I mean, I was thinking of like the first time they encounter the ghost, and it's just like a pale hand on one of the character's shoulders. I feel like that was
Yes, that's
a
very,
lot of ring.
yeah. So they go to the house, and it's like it's kind of shitty. It's falling apart. He says nobody. He says no. He doesn't live there. His father didn't live there. He didn't know his father even had the house until he died. He says he put the. It's sort of a hint for later. He says he put the barbell and the stuff in the basement, and he might turn the whole house into a gym.
Okay, you know what's a weird coincidence, sir, real quick? Or I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but Ringu was about two exes trying to solve a supernatural mystery, and this is the same thing. That's weird, right? Like, well,
Absolutely.
I'm
But
wondering if that director watched this movie and was like, okay, I can do that, but give me more money.
I don't think this movie was released until like at least to 2012.
That's a weird coincidence. All right, anyway. Anyway, so that exposition part where I left my barbells in the basement, we're gonna go check out this house. Though it is a shitty house, but it definitely does not look like it's been sitting unused for 30 years.
Oh, I mean, as a millennial, I would kill to have this house. You know what I mean? Like, it's a house. I don't care how shitty it is. Like, it's a house. But it seems like older traditional Japanese. Like, it's got the panel doors, the panel floors. You know, it's got that sort of like everything kind of like that sort of tan color. It doesn't seem completely disheveled, but it does seem like no one lives there. It was probably like the house of one of the, probably his house or something like that, or a friend's house when they filmed it.
I think so, because it did look a little
Has
old-fashioned,
to be.
but not super. I think it was more like we have this script, we're gonna use what we can, sort of thing, which is it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, the original Evil Dead, I think they had a cabin that they could use, and they wrote the movie around that.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that makes sense. So anyway, so we have this like little bit of exposition. I left my barbells in the basement, and then the super serious psychic. I wrote their names down.
Oh, his.
Mizoguchi, who's going with the ex. It doesn't really establish the relationship. I guess they're just friends because he doesn't seem bothered to be around his
No,
if they
yeah.
were. Because
He only cares about ghosts, this guy.
yeah, he only cares about ghosts. But then he says, like, training in a haunted house seems like a fun hobby. Like,
Yeah.
okay.
And yeah,
And
and he says he doesn't, and what do you call it? The protagonist says, I don't believe in ghosts.
right. So it's already establishing that they clearly have different viewpoints and
Yeah.
values, and they don't quite like each other. But
Yeah.
they're both just there because Mika or Micah, whatever her name
Right.
is there. So they get to the house. The psychic feels a presence or an energy and says that
Yeah.
there's definitely something here. So he's like, let me try to conjure a call to the
Yeah.
spirit. And then we get this like POV shot as if like we're the spirit coming out of the mirror, because you can see Naoto in the mirror, but from
Yeah.
like from the perspective of like in it, and then it just
Yeah.
kind of flies out.
Right. Which is very Evil Dead kind of image. I gotta say, everything when they come into the house, all of that stuff I think is good. For as like crappy and low quality this seems, they understand the basics of composition and lighting because things look creepy. There's good shadow work, there's good compositions, it feels claustrophobic. There's a lot of cool images of like, you know, them looking down a hallway, and then you see just an image of the hallway, and it's almost like a still image from her camera, and it's got a genuine creepiness. It's well, at least in the beginning, it's well shot, I thought. They established a creepy tone, you know, just with simple cinematography.
Yeah. I would say this is one of those movies that just because it's low budget doesn't necessarily mean it's crappy. Like, I think they did really well with what they had, and they had
Yeah.
a clear vision, it seems, of like what they wanted to get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, so it is creepy. It's also like funny at times. So I
Yeah.
think it does that well. For some reason, a house that hasn't been inhabited for 30 years still has the electricity running.
Sure.
Sure, which okay, that's fine. Yeah, so like the spirit comes out, the psychic sees the hand,
Yes.
a ghost white hand on Naoto's shoulder that he can't sense.
Yeah.
And then when he's trying to like warn them, a clock just rips off the wall and hits him on the head.
Yes, and he falls down. And actually, you see, when he's on the ground, you see his POV. He's looking up, and you see Micah and Naoto. And then it cuts back to his face, and then it cuts again to his POV, and the ghost is behind Naoto, and she's directly behind him. And it got me. It was a genuine scare. It worked. There's a couple of scares in this movie that genuinely got me. It reminds me of the I guess was it Insidious years later has that scare where the monster's just directly behind the guy. You do the shot reverse shot, and then when you come back, it's behind him and you're just not expecting it.
Yeah, you're right. It does. I feel like I don't know. It didn't jump like scare me necessarily, but I was like, oh, okay, that's good. We're getting right into it. That's
Yeah.
my thought, was like, okay, we're not setting this up for 25 minutes, like
No, we get right into
get right into it.
it.
Yeah, so why don't you continue?
So now they're outside the car. They brought him outside after he got hit by the clock. He's like, "What?" He's like, "How did I get hit by a clock? I was standing in the center of the room." They try to leave. The car isn't working. He's like, "You know what? I'm gonna go back in. I'm going in alone. Stay out here. Something's definitely in there. There was a woman there. I saw the woman." And then he's like, and they're like, "Okay." So he goes in alone, and again, it's very creepy. He goes back to the room. He finds a doll. And this creepy doll is holding like a rag, a bloody rag, and he like takes the rag from the doll and unravels it and finds the murder weapon in it. Then he sees in the kitchen a woman sitting, but he sees her from behind. So he approaches her and she turns around real fast and she's like kind of has like zombie kind of face. And what happens then? Oh, she stabs him. And
Very mildly though, like it doesn't go beyond a little bit of the tip, which
yeah.
it happened later too, which I was wondering, like, did they not have like a good prop knife
Maybe.
and they were just like stabbing each other or something, like,
Yeah,
you know,
Well, they had one of those like toy knives where like the tip goes in, like that's as far as it goes.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because I was like, I feel like he wouldn't die from that. That kind of just hurts.
Well, what's cool is she stabs him, but then we cut to a wider shot and you see he's holding it like he stabbed himself.
Oh yeah, that is what got me. That and like when he looked and she was just sitting there with her back to him, like those parts were like, oh, creepy.
And I guess well, we don't see that. Well, it's not until later we realize she like possesses him.
But the necklace is
Yeah, oh
what's.
yeah, the neck. What happens with the necklace?
Oh, that was so creepy. So she and I don't know why she drops the necklace, the bloody necklace that the protagonist's father threw in with her body,
Yeah.
right after he murdered her, into his mouth. So
Yes.
into Mizoguchi's mouth, and then I guess they filmed it in reverse, but it comes out of his mouth and then directly gets sucked into his cornea.
Yes, I think it's stop motion animation.
Yeah, but that was so creepy. That's when
Yeah.
it kind of like hit me like, oh, they're trying to do something very different here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then it somehow gets sucked into his cornea, and then he's just like, it cuts to them out, the protagonist and his ex-girlfriend is outside, and they're like, what happened to him? It's been more than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that prompts them to go into the house because he hasn't come back out.
Yeah. Let me ask you, I meant to ask you this at the beginning. What's your history with Evil Dead?
You know what? Honestly, I watched Evil Dead maybe once when I was a teenager,
Yeah.
and I don't really remember it, and I never stuck with it. And I kind of, it's one of those movie series that is on my list to watch as an adult.
Okay.
So I really, and after watching this, it kind of makes me want to go back to that source material
Yeah.
too, because it made me interested.
The first two of the trilogy are really good. The third is mostly just kind of a comedy, although it has its charms. Watching part one after watching this, you'll see a lot of the inspiration there. 'Cause there's some stop motion in that as well.
Did Evil Dead 1 and 2, like, what's, are they similar stories?
Yeah, two is almost basically a remake of one. It's a remake slash sequel.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember like reading about it. The first one, it was like Bruce Campbell and his girlfriend and their friends, but then the second one, it was just Bruce Campbell and his girlfriend.
It's brutal. Well, they basically recap the first movie in the opening 5 minutes, and then a bunch of other people show up at the cabin. So it's kind of a
Oh,
sequel.
okay.
You don't need to see one to understand two, but I feel like this movie, one is scarier. One is more of a horror movie. And I feel like this movie that we're talking about today takes more from one, in terms of like the way the monster works. It's not until the very end that he starts acting like the character from two, like because the protagonist, Bruce Campbell's character, in the second movie, he becomes much more of like a hero kind of character with like the catchphrases and shit.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, so I don't have much of a history with it, but I'm definitely interested in seeing more. To just to go back to answer your question.
So they go in the house, they do the old dead body falls out and scares them, which is something that happens in movies, and it doesn't make any sense. Like when somebody's dying, do they go, you know what? I'm gonna creep up. I'm gonna lean myself against this wall so I fall out and scare the shit out of them. Like, how does that happen? Let's see. But yeah, so he falls out. But then he's possessed. As he's dying, he's like, leave the house, leave the house.
As I'm still alive, leave the house. As if like him being alive is kind of keeping her back.
All the doors and windows lock, so they're stuck in the house, and now he's possessed. And now he's a deadite from the original movies. He's like he is possessed by the woman who's like manic and wants to kill them both and thinks he's his father. So she keeps being like, "What do you see in her?" Like Micah, like so it's like she's got that scorned woman thing. And now it's kind of like off to the races. Now it's just like it's a lot of that Evil Dead energy of just like a guitar riff soundtrack and just like fast cutting and fast movement and crazy bloody violence. All the subtlety goes away.
Yeah.
There's a cool shot where Naruto stabs the psychic through the back of the head, and then we see the front and his eye comes out on the tip of the knife.
That was definitely cool. And
That's
then
a pretty good effect.
but then it comes back out and the eyeball just goes back in. And
Right.
it's just like, you know, his regular eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I saw a worse version of that, and oh my God, I wish I could remember. It was one of those like early 2000s remakes of an older horror movie, but it was in 3D, and it was like I can't remember the title, but the murderer had like a pickaxe, and
Oh, is this prom night? No. My Bloody Valentine.
maybe that was it. I think it was. So the pi it was 3D, right? So the
Yeah.
pickaxe or whatever goes through someone, but the POV shot is like the front face. So the pickaxe goes through the eyeball and then it cuts to the back of the head and it's supposed to be like the eyeball is coming out at the audience because we were in 3D.
Yes.
But then it didn't make sense because if you were hit from the front, why wouldn't it be the back of your eyeball?
You're
But like at
talking
least
about,
in this,
yeah.
but at least in this one it made sense. So that was my point. Sorry, what were you saying?
You're talking about the 2009 film My Bloody Valentine in 3D.
Yeah, that sucked.
There's
No one remembers it, and that's how it should be.
a shot like that in the third Friday the 13th film, which was also in 3D. An eye comes right at the camera.
Was it as bad? Like I
Yeah, because it's pretty bad because you can see like it's on some sort of like fishing line.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious how they're doing it. It's also always funny when you see movies that were made to be in 3D, not in 3D, because it's just like, what's with people just constantly putting things in the camera? Like it's always like, here, have this, and like it's literally right at the camera. Like we're supposed to be like, whoa.
Well, 3D, and it has existed since like the 40s, and
Yeah.
we just keep going through these waves of like, hey, remember this technology exists? We're going to use this gimmick again, and then it goes away, and it just
Yeah.
keeps coming back, but they never move it beyond a gimmick. It's never like its own fascinating kind of medium
We got
or whatever.
oh, I'm sorry. The last time around, it was better. I'm glad that it's gone again, but the last time around there were some interesting things like Jackass in 3D was good. The Scorsese movie Hugo was good. Because Scorsese is a great filmmaker, so he used 3D to create interesting depth of field rather than shit coming out at you. It was more like you went into the film. But I'm glad we're
Right.
already. I'm glad we're done with it. I haven't. I think the last 3D movie I saw was The Force Awakens, was in 3D.
I'm thinking even older than that. The last 3D movie I watched was Up.
Oh well, I'm trying to think. Is the new Avatar in 3D?
Oh, I don't know.
Because
God,
it
are
was
you
like the
s
first Avatar was like that was a big part of it.
I don't know. Are you seeing that?
No, I couldn't get past the first 10 minutes of the original.
I unfortunately was in the movies watching that. I couldn't go anywhere because I was young. Yeah, I don't think it is in three the new one's in 3D because I guess his that gimmick isn't around right now.
Yeah.
That movie
Oh wait,
is.
no. There is some of it in three. There are some showings in 3D. I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
I guess he's got to keep it going. I mean, that's all the original movie was. I mean, I've shit on the Avatar so many times, but it's just so unremarkable.
It's
Yeah.
the weird thing is like James Cameron treats it as like this amazing experience and film that needs to be told in time and
Yeah.
time again. But then there are also people that like go with it. And, like
Right.
someone gave him money for this.
There's a Disney theme park based on it.
Why?
Name one fucking character from that movie. You can't. The blue people. The Na'vi. Yeah. Sometimes I think it's a money laundering scheme for Hollywood.
Just Avatar, though, nothing
Just
else.
Avatar. We're just gonna pretend like this is the most important movie ever, even though it has zero cultural impact. Hold on, I gotta
Yeah.
send you another link.
Okay.
Okay. So all right. So back to the movie. Now it's a lot of they kill the possessed psychic and then he comes back up again. It's a lot of that. Because he's the only, at one point Micah gets possessed, but really it's mostly just the psychic guy. They lock him, Micah and Naoto lock him in like a closet,
Yeah,
and
or the bathroom or something. They mentioned something. I thought they said bathroom, but it could have just been a closet.
okay. So then a TV, an old TV turns on, and the ghost of his father is speaking to them. And this is kind of like in Evil Dead 2, the ghost of the professor who found the Book of the Dead. And he's like trying, he's like talking to them, and he's like, she's more powerful because she's possessed a psychic. If you can cut him into pieces, you'll remove her hold over him, and then you can leave the house.
Yeah, he's just exposition floating head. He also tells them who she, because they don't know who she is. They just know that the father owned the house. He's like, yeah, that's my ex-lover who I murdered. Loki,
She's a
NBD.
bitch.
Yeah, and it's and one of them at one point, I think it's Mika, says, oh, maybe she thinks Naoto's you, right? And the father's like, maybe, but I think at this point she's just having fun. Like, it doesn't matter who the guy is. Which I think that was an interesting take too, because it's at first it was like spurned lover thing, but then it's more like she's actually taking pleasure in torturing people and killing them.
The ghost father gives him a cryptic message and says, the weapon you need is in the basement.
It's like, okay. And then he's like, oh, she's preventing me from coming through. And then he's just like, which is like, okay, no more help. That's it.
The possessed psychic falls through the ceiling. So I guess he crawled up from the bathroom into the ceiling. That's pretty cool. And now he's now Naoto gets a shovel, and he's fighting him with a shovel.
It's the shovel that the father used to, wasn't the father holding the shovel in the beginning? It's like the same
Oh,
shovel,
maybe. Oh, yeah.
which I guess doesn't really make, I mean, if he's burying her under the floorboards, maybe there's dirt. Like, I didn't understand that, but it was still there. So he's fighting her with the shovel, yeah.
He like cuts his head off with the shovel. He like pins him with the shovel, and then his head is on top of the shovel, and the body falls.
That was cool. I
That was
wasn't
a pretty cool
expecting.
effect. The torso goes after him. Micah finds an axe and throws it to Naoto in 3D, and he catch 3D. I mean, in slow motion. I'm thinking about fucking Avatar. This movie's better than Avatar, by the way.
It is, and it's a lot faster too, so you don't have to sit there for 3 hours
Lot
and feel
shorter. You
like.
can watch this movie 4 times in the time you watch an Avatar movie. He catches the axe and starts going at the psychic with it. There's a cool stop motion shot of a bunch of the body parts, like sort of like twitching and crawling.
Yeah, they put all the body parts on the table, and it's just like, okay, we did it. Now what? And it's just twitching and flailing around.
He gets this idea. There's like this weird like picture of the woman on the wall, like a shitty picture that she drew or painted of herself.
It's just a
And
head.
Micah like rolls it up. He's like, I'm gonna burn this. I don't know what he thinks he's gonna stat like what that's gonna do.
That's
But
what
then
he thinks that's the solution. Like, oh, okay, I'm gonna do what my father said. Cut him up. Now I'm gonna burn the house down. And it's really like playing like, oh yeah, great, we're gonna burn it. And then they just kind of stand there for a moment, and it's like, okay, give me your lighter. And she's like, I don't have a lighter.
He puts his hand out, and she just looks at it and then like holds his hand. And he's like, what are you doing? I want your lighter. She's like, well, I took your advice. I stopped smoking. Moment.
That was a pure comedy moment. But I love that they were so married to this idea of burning the body, but then just didn't think it through.
They go down into the basement, and he finds a shotgun. And him getting the shotgun, this montage is directly out of, I believe, Evil Dead 2. Like, literally, you could watch both the montages back to back. It's exactly the same, ending with him cocking it and saying groovy. So the body parts start sort of like fitting themselves back together. No, this is a really cool thing. Like, the foot keeps kicking Naoto, and then like the head is on another foot and it's bouncing around. Like, it's fun stuff that they do here.
And the hand, it was like one hand was attached to one foot, and then the other hand was on the head. And
Yeah.
it was just like she was just attacking him with these like disembodied body parts. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
And then he gets the shotgun, he becomes Bruce Campbell-y.
Yeah.
And then he's just shooting at
Yeah.
the body parts that are coming after them, but it's like it's turning into a bloody pulp.
Yeah.
But she still won't stop. That was
Right.
fantastic.
Yeah, he like goes crazy on the head. At some point, Micah is attacked and felled. So she's like down and out. But now the corpse of the woman, the actual woman's corpse, busts up through the floor, and all of the guts and weird shit in like the other room congeal and like with stop motion kind of like travel into the living room with the locket and chain on it and like crawl up the body into the mouth of the corpse and it like reanimates it. It's pretty good for like cheap stop motion.
It kind of reminded me in a different way of Tetsu the oh my God, what is that
Iron Man.
movie? The Iron Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when the woman's kind of body parts are coming together. Like that was in that.
I haven't seen that movie in so long. I saw it once and I was so high when I saw it. I don't remember a lot about it. It was a wild experience, though.
Yeah, it's I mean,
Is
that's
there
from
anything
what.
more to it than just a guy turning into, isn't it just body horror of a guy turning into like Inspector Gadget? Like,
Well, it's like two
is there a
guys.
story in there? I don't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah, but it's two guys, and they're both kind of Inspector Gadgeting, and one is way more into it than the other. But there is some stop motion in there that reminded me of this
Yeah.
now I'm thinking about it. But yeah, so I don't know, maybe this filmmaker is just really into movies and it's just like
Yeah. Well,
he's kind of putting them.
there's some stop motion in the original Evil Dead. Some of these effects are like the original Evil Dead. He punches the reanimated corpse and grabs her heart through her chest and rips it out. But then Micah, who's now possessed as well, grabs him by the balls, like by the crotch, and like lifts him up in the air.
That was
And
hilarious.
yeah.
That was absolutely hilarious.
And she throws him and he like bounces off the walls and like falls down into the basement. And now is when he sees like the barbell and the weights, and he realizes this is the weapon that he really needs.
I love that the house just has these weapons, but then there's like a correct weapon. But he still uses the shotgun anyway later.
Right. What's funny is you think like, okay, the weapon you need is in the basement. You think that that means him, right? Because he sees the barbell, and then like the Incredible Hulk, his shirt rips, and he like hulks out. But then he goes upstairs holding the barbell like he's gonna beat her with the barbell. It's like, I thought your muscles were supposed to be the weapon.
Which he does. He does beat her with the barbell and
Yes.
impales her.
At one point, he turns the barbell into like a bow and arrow somehow.
But like, oh my God, that whole sequence took time. Like she was coming for him,
Yeah,
and
it's
he's
super
just
slow.
like
Yeah.
unscrewing the barbell and then like putting it to, and you're like, what the fuck is he
Yeah.
doing? And he just launches a barbell with the other barbells.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah. Like it's venom. He sucks the evil out Micah's
Mika.
neck or Mika's neck. I don't know if which one of us is saying it right. And she gets undemoned.
And he sucks it out of her and spits it like it's, yeah, like it's snake venom.
Yeah.
And then she's better, and you're like, what? How did this happen? How did he know to do that?
Yeah. And it like burns through the carpet or something.
Yeah, it was bizarre. But I love some of his lines, like sayonara, baby. Don't take it personally. You're not my type.
I think that is from the third Evil Dead movie, Army of Darkness.
Yeah, that makes sense. This movie is just so. Yeah, and then later on he says, "See you in hell, baby."
Yeah, that's some
And
old Bruce Campbell kind of stuff.
yeah, I special effects are fun.
Yeah.
I also thought like when the ghost woman is kind of using her own reanimated corpse, she kind of like and sort of like tried to put herself together. She looked like the Toxic Avenger. She was all like melty.
Yeah,
And
yeah, yeah.
like everything was wrong, like her hands were gigantic,
Yeah.
which I thought was cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I mean it's pretty gross. It's got good it for like what it is, the effects are good. I mean it's effective.
I think this would be a great movie to watch in like a horror movie marathon. Like it's one of many movies that are similar to it.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
some of the stuff that we talked about, like Tetsu the Iron Man, I think Evil Dead. Like I can picture myself watching this movie back when I was in my 20s and just kind of like spent so much time hanging out with my dumb friends just watching stupid
Yeah,
shit.
I didn't know this movie exist. Like, if I had known about this movie when I was like in like college, this would have been such a huge thing for me. Because Evil Dead was a huge thing for me, and I tried to make my own Evil Dead ripoffs. So this thing would have told. I would have been so impressed by this.
That's fantastic. Which do you think that your ripoff stuff was headed toward? Was it more one, two, or three?
More two. I tr oh wow. More like actually more like one. My father at the time worked in this building, and so we had access to this building. So we kind of tried to make like Evil Dead in this build. It wasn't like an apartment building. It was like an office building. And I also might be obfuscating the truth here. And so basically, I tried. I sucked. I was so bad at it. I thought that if you could fuck, I thought like I didn't realize that you have to like play with the color tone and timing later. Like I thought like oh, when you do the white balance, if you maybe if I put like a green thing instead of the white balance, it'll make everything white green. But all it does is just fuck up the image and have you can't see anything. So I just completely filmed for a whole day and none of it was usable. And then I
Ah,
gave up
shit.
because I was a kid. I was like ah fuck this. That was basically it. Let's see. So that's it. I mean, they walk out arm in arm. So I guess they're a couple again. There's a the last moment I actually found genuinely it gave me I won't say shock, but it gave me a little start, which is the very last thing you see is an image of the house, but then the door opens and you see the giant face, and then it's the credits. And that got me. I was like, oh.
It is tied to that kind of, I think, a common thing in the horror where it's like last looks, but it's not really gone or
Right.
dead. But
Right.
then it was a giant freeze frame face. Like that was off that, like, I didn't,
Oh yeah.
except for House, I haven't seen a lot of that.
It feels like clip art. It feels very video art. Like there's a scene where like the torso is like kind of attacking him or like dancing around, and it clearly looks like it's a still image with like this torso doll kind of composited on it. That's why I say it definitely, even though it looks like it's shot on film, it definitely feels like it's edited on video.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's got that old video look to it.
And that's another thing that you like.
Yeah, I mean it's yeah, it's fun.
It's nostalgia for you.
Yeah.
Nostalgic.
I mean, I'm so old, I'm 39, that when I started like doing little movies when I was in like high school, there wasn't nonlinear editing was not like as big as it is now. So I like learned I had access to filmmaking equipment from a public access TV station where I live in Staten Island. And the first editing that I did was tape to tape on 3 and 3, was it 3 3/4 inch or 3/4 inch? No, it would be 3/4 inch. 3/4 inch video, which is not VHS, it's like thicker. It's like what would be used standard for TV. And so the first editing I did was non-linear. It was like it was editing on video like that. So yeah,
You're
I'm
old.
old. Yeah, I'm old. The point is I'm old.
You remember Blockbuster.
yeah, of course I do. But you know what? That stuff's coming back. VHS is like coming back, which is wild to me. Like there's this whole market now of people buy I mean it's and it's sort of a bullshit market like these things always are. But of people like buy like grading VHSs, like the way they would grade comic books or something, and selling them. And like VHSs are selling for like $30,000 and things like that. Like a really like well preserved VHS of like, you know, some movie.
That's weird.
It's wild. It's wild. Because, you know, phonographs came back, but you can make the valid argument that records and analog media like that have their own aesthetics. Like, you can make the argument that a record sounds better, or at least different from a digital recording. But VHS is, without a doubt, not a good medium. Like, it's shitty. It was always shitty. It gets shittier every time you watch a film because you're ruining it. Like, VHS is a good medium. So it's so funny because that means the only value it has is as a cultural artifact. It's not like phonographs or records where it's like, okay, oh, I want to listen to it on a record because it's got that real aura of, you know what I mean? Like that real sound. Like nobody, people like to look at VHSs now, but really I feel like the box art of the VHS is the thing that more people are interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just, what reminded me of this, what you were saying was the Kyle Mooney, the creator of Saturday Morning All-Star
Yeah.
Hits, about how he is a VHS fanatic and actually like collects VHS
Yeah.
movies, which
Right.
I thought was kind of bananas too.
Right. You see that so much in Smash.
Yes, also
Saturday
a
Morning
show
All
that
Star
we did.
Hits. Yes. Look it up. Me and Nadia talked about it on the feed. Saturday Morning All Star Hits. I can't wait for him to do something else. He hasn't done anything else in a while.
Oh yeah, he's biding his time, I think. If only. So, would you recommend this movie to anybody? And if so, what who would you recommend it to?
I would rec you know what I would you know what I would recommend it to? If I knew kids that wanted to make a movie, I'd say, watch this. And look, you can do it. It's doable.
Oh, interesting.
And I guess if Evil Dead fans, I would say you should check this out. It's not bad, especially because it's so digestible. I mean, it's an hour. But it interests me that you saw Evil Dead once a long time ago and you liked it. Or I'm assuming, would you recommend this movie?
I would definitely, especially to horror fans and people who like kind of like horror comedy or interested in Japanese horror. And just to see that kind of, putting it into those films that we talked about, House, Tetsuo the Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like I think that this is just a fun artifact of that kind of movie.
I think it's an interesting endorsement that you like it without being an Evil Dead fan.
I laughed. Like some
Yeah.
stuff like genuinely made me laugh, and I would the special effects I was especially interested in.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even I didn't think that much about Evil Dead simply because I don't remember it. I don't have that attachment, but the special effects I thought were just really fun and interesting
Yeah.
in a way where it didn't necessarily have to be quote unquote good or like maybe street seamless. It for what it needed to do, it was effective.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so I definitely would recommend.
Yeah. Well, we did it. I believe we did it.
We did it. We talked about it. Go see Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell, which was also another misdirect, by the way, because I really thought this movie would be about like there's a
Hell?
portal to hell or something.
Right.
Or another dimension, but then it was one entity that they were fighting.
Right. Right. Yeah, the title's very weird and misleading. Because it is bloody. That's true. It's not that muscular. They're really not in hell. I guess he's a bodybuilder.
Could you even could cons when I think of a bodybuilder, I think of it that's like someone's main thing,
Right, like that's their sport. They're a bodybuilder, is they're an athlete.
Yeah, I would think of them as an
This
athlete
is
or
just a
some.
dude in good shape.
I guess good. Wait, hold on. Let me pull this out. So the movie is Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell, and I think Bloody Muscle Dude in Good Shape in Hell doesn't really fit, like it
Yeah.
doesn't roll off
Bloody
the tongue.
muscle. Dude in good shape in a haunted house. That's what it is.
It was bloody though, very bloody.
Yeah, the bloody's true. It was bloody. It was good. I think it's competent. It really is more competent than you think it's gonna be.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like the what I thought it was gonna be was what's become popular online is there are a lot of like knockoff movies that you would see from like India. Like they'd make their own Star Wars, their own Spider-Man, their own all sorts of shit. So a lot of those are like, not to say that they don't have value, but a lot of those were more like knockoffs. This is, I think, not trying to, It's not, I don't think it's trying to be a knockoff. It's just stealing a lot from one particular movie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I would say maybe it is stealing, but I would say it's more like I really like this thing and I want to do my own version of
Yeah, I
it,
agree.
not like I want to take from this because I can't think of anything better.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. I don't really believe in stealing. Well, I don't believe stealing is a concept. I think go ahead and steal. Go ahead and do it. Like go have a fun time. Whatever, that's art. Well, Nadia, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you. You always come with good things to talk about. You bring a good insight to the for to the PCMC listeners.
Well, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate that. And it's always fun. I love being here.
Thank you so much. We end every episode by saying
Go bye-bye.